Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with the Kia Stonic. You're closer than you think to a 202 Stonic with flexible finance plans from your local Kia dealer.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
And Joe at RTE.ie. Aoife Madden, Aoife, good afternoon. As you explained to us, you're hard of hearing and you've been half deaf from childhood. You're 21. But you want to make suggestions about face masks and covers. Aoife.
Yeah, hi. So as you explained, I am half deaf, perfect hearing in one ear, absolutely nothing in the other ear.
Okay.
And I want to bring light to the issue that not everybody can hear perfectly. As I explained to your producer that I have found the last while to be quite isolating and lonely because I can't hear what people are saying due to masks, which 100% I understand that we need them. And I can't lip read, which I rely heavily on.
Mm-hmm. And what would you prefer, Aoife?
I would prefer if people could wear masks with clear panels by the mouth.
Yeah.
Because then even if you can't hear, you can lip read, which is a lot easier. And a lot of hard of hearing or deaf people rely on it.
So it's a visor you would prefer people to wear?
Not even a visor, I think. Well, if people can wear a visor, that's fantastic. But since masks are becoming mandatory from, I believe, the 20th, I think it would be fantastic if people could wear masks with clear panels. Yes, Monday, I think. I'm not sure exactly what date, but it would mean a lot to people, well, to me anyway, that if people could wear masks with clear panels, because then it makes it easier for everyone
to see,
I think.
And have you had difficulty at the moment or in the last 4 or 5 months during the pandemic?
Yes, I have struggled a lot because I was on the bus with friends, just two friends, and they were talking and they both have good hearing. And I could not understand what they were saying, so I just gave up listening in the conversation until one of them said, "Can you understand what I'm saying?" I said, "No." Nobody is intentionally isolating me or intentionally leaving me out, but I just can't understand what they're saying, and it leads to a lot of loneliness. Even in shops, I can't understand what workers are saying, and they need the masks. I would never say to someone, wear your mask.
Yeah, yeah.
They're vital at this time.
And so you're saying if people speak into one ear, you will be perfectly able to hear them?
Even then, I would struggle. So, if somebody is sitting to the side that I can hear perfectly from, I'll have a fairly good idea what they're saying, but it still won't be perfect. 9 times out of 10 when I'm talking to someone, I much prefer just looking at them so I can
lip read
what they're saying. But that's not possible with masks. And the visors aren't as effective as masks, is what I've heard. And I have recently bought the masks with clear panels, but I couldn't source them locally, so I had to ship them from abroad. Okay. So I'm currently waiting for them to be delivered.
Well, there was one company, it's in Kildare, they were producing visors. And again, they were inspired by the deaf community to produce these visors. And I tried them. They're absolutely excellent. Excellent. And I found them much better than the masks, much more comfortable because I wear glasses.
Yes.
And people could see my, not that they want to see my face either, but people could see, people could see my face. So are you saying, is there a shortage in supply of this type of face mask?
I have found that, yes.
And
another issue I've encountered is that I wear hearing aids on a daily basis because it helps with my situation. It doesn't fully fix it, but they're called cross aids, which means I say it's a microphone and a speaker, so I can hear. It'll deliver sound from the deaf side into the hearing side.
Okay.
That makes any sense.
Yeah.
But I have found with the mask, I sometimes can't wear them because I wear glasses as well. Just a bad combination.
There's a lot
happening at the ears and it can be quite painful. So then I might go without my glasses because my sight isn't awful, but it's bad enough I have to wear glasses. Yeah. So I might go without the hearing aid or I might go without the glasses if it's hurting a lot, if I have to wear them all day.
And if you say you've been half deaf from childhood, you mean from birth?
From birth, yes.
Ah, okay.
And it wasn't until I was maybe about 4 or 5, yeah, I believe, yeah, that it was picked up on, because one of my siblings would notice me pick up the house phone with one hand and move it to the hearing side.
Oh, yeah.
I never used the other side.
Yeah, things like that, yeah.
And I found that, and I didn't get hearing aids until I was about 16 years old. So for a lot of my life, I just, it was normal to me that I'd have to work with the right side when listening to someone.
Okay. How have you managed during the lockdown?
As well as anyone.
Yeah.
Just taking it day by day. I found, but as I said, the most difficult thing for me has been not being able to hear people. Yeah. Because it's extremely muffled, and as well, some people mumble
and then
at the best of times.
Your perspex screens everywhere.
Exactly.
So it becomes even more barriers.
Yeah.
More soundproofing barriers. And you're studying in UL.
I am.
German.
And I love it.
Great, German and linguistics, great.
Yeah.
Well, if we keep that, if we hear of any more supplies of visors, basically, our transparent face mask, we'll let people know through our Twitter feed. Aoife Madden, thanks indeed, and stay well, Aoife.
Thanks
for your contact. 51551 Marsha.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.